I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for worship on this Christmas Eve. There is for me sometimes a sense that Christmas Eve is almost a magical kind of night. There's something about when we are gathered together for the Christmas Eve service and you see the lights twinkling and it evokes a sense of peace and calm in my own spirit. And when our voices are lifted in song, it calls to mind the angelic choir that praised God on the night of the birth of Jesus. And when we end our worship service singing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, it feels like maybe everything is truly calm. At least that's a fleeting feeling that I have for the time that we are in worship together. But I will say that calm and serene are not the words that I would use to describe the days leading up to Christmas Eve. And perhaps that is your experience too. We have these times whenever things seem a little fuzzy, and maybe we have something that's reminding us of that with the buzz that I'm hearing. So before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. So I do not remember very much about high school physics. But I do remember the second law of thermodynamics. And the second law of thermodynamics tells us that in a closed system, things tend toward entropy. Entropy is another fancy word for disorganization. And it takes energy in a system to keep things organized. And so systems tend not to expend that kind of energy, and so things become disorganized. Now, if my house is a closed system, then it is a living example that a closed system tends toward entropy. Yesterday, I spent some time trying to straighten up and get things organized and together so that the house would look lovely for Christmas. And part of that entailed taking the piles of clothes that are conveniently draped over a dining room chair and gathering them up and finding a new home for them. However, as I pick up the clothes, I discover that many of them are desperately in need of being laundered, which then necessitated doing not one, not two, but three loads of laundry yesterday. As the laundry is going and I'm finding homes for the shoes, I am reminded that we have tracked in little bits of leaves all over our floor, so the carpet needs to be vacuumed. However, we have two dogs who have toys that are scattered all over the place, so I needed to gather up all of the dog toys and find a place for them to be before I could run the vacuum. I then did the vacuuming and found a home for the dog toys and moved on to a new project, which was to clear off the tabletops because we try and have a sit-down, I wouldn't say formal meal, but a pleasant, nice sit-down meal for Christmas Day. And so the surfaces needed to be cleared off. But that meant that some of the things that had been residing on those gather-all type surfaces needed to be carried out to the garage because that's where they belong. Well, as I made my way out to the garage, I discovered that there were still the boxes that our Christmas decorations reside in that were sitting in the middle of the garage instead of having been put away back in the storage cubby space that we have in our garage area. So I put the boxes back in the storage cubby area and got them put away. Then I noticed that in the garage, which is where we have our garbage bins, they were a little bit overflowing, and yes, I ordered a lot of things online, and so I have multiple piles of cardboard that have been broken down, which meant, yes, we needed to go to the dump. So Mike and I made a dump run. It took me several hours, but by the end of the day, I was feeling pretty good about the fact that the entropy had been brought back under control. But you know, you want to know the sad thing? The pictures that you're seeing on the screen are not my before the cleanup project pictures. The pictures that you are seeing on the screen were taken this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The universe tends toward entropy, and it certainly happens in my household, and things are disorganized and a mess. But you know what? I think that's a pretty good metaphor for what the world is like as well. You know, we try and straighten things out. We try and pick things up and set things in order and set things right and do what we're supposed to do and get everything organized and live our lives the way that we feel that we should live them. And still, things are messy. And tainted. And we can't get ourselves out of the mess on our own, which is why we need a Savior. And it is why God sent Jesus Christ to us, because we can't get out of the mess on our own. But when we can't do that, God sent his Son to do that for us. Christian teacher and author Beth Moore said this just yesterday. This is a reminder that the incarnation is about God sending his Son into our big mess, wearing a breakable, bruisable, killable body like ours, to live in it without sin and to lay it down for those enslaved to sin. God still knows what to do with a mess. So don't hide your mess from God. Make room in it. Our world can be a mess and our lives can be a mess, but God loves us so much that he came in the form of a tiny infant to help save us from that mess, a mess from which we cannot save ourselves. Many of you know Dave King, who is a member of our church family, our church congregation. He and his wife Jackie are in the process of moving to Savannah, Georgia, and they've found a new church home there. And he sent a couple of us a video clip that the pastor at his new church shared. And it's a video clip that was put on by, I think, Southland Baptist Church, that shows some children describing the Christmas story. And I want to share that with you, and I'm going to ask you to pay close attention to the ending of what the children say. Joe, will you play the clip for us, please?
An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared, and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're going to have, Mary, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. You will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not going to have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up, they went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey. I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. Well, they tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary
And Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
"The only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable." And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, "A new baby is getting born, who is King of the Jews."
The angel was singing,
"Glorious." And then the shepherd said, "I think we should go there and meet him." The second, I think, said, "Yeah, I agree with you." And the other said, "Yeah, me too." They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
Well, we should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably, because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
He said, "I don't know how they survived that barn. It was too stinky. It was a mess." And yet it was into that mess that Jesus Christ was born. And he is the one who will change the world. Thank you for coming, Jesus. And welcome to the mess. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, it is with grateful hearts that we thank you for the gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born into the messiness of a stable, the messiness of our world, and the messiness of our lives, but who is the one who has come to set things right. We are grateful for that gift, and we give you thanks and praise. And it is in his name we pray. Amen.